Up to Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter of Hilchos Trumas, Aleph. In Tarmin Elamina Yafa, you take Truma only from the good quality of the produce. Shnamer, as it says, Varim Chemes Kalbo Mimeno, when you lift up the fat from it, the best, in other words. Mention Kon Tarmin Amaskayim. If there's no coin that he can give it to, he should take Truma from the type of produce that will last the longest. Alfishishim Yafishin Amaskayim. Even though there is nicer produce, but that will not last as long. Ketzer Hasol. Tarm Teinim Ala Grogros. You should take fresh figs for Truma, even if you're taking them over the dried figs, because fresh figs are nicer. For Magm Shinsham Kohen, if there's no cone available, Tarm Grogros Ala Teinim, you should take for Truma dried figs, even if you're taking on behalf of the fresh ones, because the dried ones will last longer. Vimrog Lansis Teinim Grogros, if he usually makes the figs into dried figs, terminatenim al grogros afil v'vakim shen shom koin, he can take truma from the figs on behalf of the dried ones, even if there's no koin, because he'll dry them if the koin doesn't show up. Avamakim shesh v'koin, in terminat grogros alatenim, but in a place where there is a koin, you shouldn't take from the dried figs on behalf of the fresh figs. Even if it's a place where it's common to make out of figs, dried figs, because nevertheless fresh figs are considered better. Bays, Tarmin Batzel Shalem Af Bishu Katan. You take truma from a or with a complete onion, even though it's small. Avlo Chatzi Batzel Af Bishu Gadol. Not a half an onion, even though it's large. Bekol Makom, in every place. In Tarmin Minal Shena Mino, you don't take from one variety of produce upon another. Shnamas, it says, Kadogam in a garn, v'chamleim in a yokev. Like the grain from the granary, and the wine from the winery. In Tarim, if you took truma, ain't truma, so truma is not valid. Gimel, hakishos v'hamalofafim min echad. These are different kinds of squashes. They're considered one variety. Kol min chitim echad. All kinds of wheat are considered one. Kamenteinim ugrogus et vela echad. All kinds of figs and dried figs and pressed figs are one. Termizel ze, you can take truma from one on the other. Choshu klein v'chaver li'itrimizel ze. Any variety that is klein, that's a forbidden mixture, you can't plant with another, you can't take truma for it either because it's considered a different variety. Afilu min ha'yafel ara, even from a nicer variety for upon a lesser one. You're taking truma on behalf of a lesser one. Ketzah, for example. Halo chamishim sa chitim v'chamishim sa sarim b'valyus echad. He had 50 measures of wheat and 50 of barley in one house. V'v'shalakol shnei san chitim. And he separated for all of them 2 sa of wheat. Wheat is considered better than barley. Ainon truma, so it's not considered valid truma. Choshin klein b'chaver. However, if the two varieties that are not a forbidden mixture with one another, truma yafal ara, then he should take from the nicer variety for the lesser variety of lomina rala yafa, but not vice versa, not for the inferior one on behalf of the better one. In term trumasa truma, if he did take truma, it's still valid. Chutz min azunin alachitim. The exception is a kind of inferior wheat known as zunin, on behalf of, if he took truma on behalf of wheat, it's not considered food for people. It's fit for animals, and people generally don't eat it. Dalid, in Tarmim, Davish Nigma Malachta, Davish La Nigma Malachta, you don't take truma from something whose processing is completed on behalf of something whose processing is not completed. Lom Davish La Nigma Malachta, Davish La Nigma Malachta, nor on something whose process is not completed, even on behalf of something whose process has not been completed. Lom Davish La Nigma Malachta, Davish Nigma Malachta, nor on something whose process is not completed, on behalf of something whose process has been completed. In other words, you have to take truma from the completed produce on the upon the completed produce. Shemaz, it says, Kedogam min agarn v'chamayim min ha'yakev, min agamar l'agamar, like the grain from the granary and the wine from the wine press, which implies from the completed product on behalf of the completed product. From Tarma, however, if he did take truma, trumasim truma, it's still valid. Hey, may I say truma is agarn? From what point do we take truma from the granary or the threshing floor? Shiver, from when he selects That's when he separates the bad from the good. Bear mixes, if he separated some of them, tarmim in a bar, el shein a bar. You can separate from the selected on behalf of that that hasn't yet been selected. If you take stalks of grain into your house, and you're going to make melilos, you're going to cook it as is, you're not going to grind it into flour and so on. So it's completed at that stage. So you can take the truma in the form of the stalks of grain. Vav, from what point do we take truma of the wine press? From the time that the wine pressers, the people who stomp on the wine, go horizontally and vertically and horizontally. From what time do we take truma for the olives? Mishitanu, from the time that they're loaded up with weights to press out the oil. Zayin and tamim natar latame, you do not take truma from something that is ritually fit on behalf of something that is unfit. From time if you took truma, trumasa truma, the truma is valid. For Allah l'moshe m'sinai, there is a tradition from Moshe, an oral tradition from Moshe at Sinai, she'igol shel dvela, she'nitma miktsaso, that a pressed cake of dried figs, some of which have been tamei, and in that case you can take truma ipso facto from the tar part on behalf of the tamei part. Now the whole thing doesn't become tamei because they're separate figs even though they're pressed together, but since they're one entity you can take for one on the other. Not only this pressed round fig ball, which is one entity, but even a guda shel yarek, a bundle of vegetables, even a pile of wheat, some of which is tamei, in those cases you can take truma from the undefiled part on behalf of the tamei part. But if there were two round fig balls, or two bundles of vegetables, or two piles of grain, one tummy and one next to it that's tahar, you should not, ipso facto, take from the one that is tahar on behalf of the one that is tummy. The tarmin trumas meiser min atar l'tamei l'chadchila, however, the trumas meiser, the tenth of the meiser that the levy gives to the kohen, you can separate from the tahar on behalf of the tummy, even l'chadchila, even in the first place. As it says, the sanctified part from it, take of its sanctified part. In other words, the tahar part. You're not supposed to take truma from that which is tameh on behalf of that which is tahar. If he did it without being aware of this, he didn't know it was tameh or didn't know it was not allowed, the truma is valid. But mazid, if he did it purposely, that which he took on behalf of, the leftover, is not considered fixed. He has to take truma for it again. It's a sharem truma, but also that which he separated does become truma. The asviyut truma, he has to take truma a second time. The medvar memorim, when does this apply? Shliyada batuma. If he didn't know, now the Rambam is qualifying what he said before by shogeg. Shogeg ordinarily would mean either he didn't know that it was tamei, or he didn't know that it was forbidden. So the Rambam is saying no. Here, shogeg means only that he didn't know that it was tamei. If he knew that it was tameh, but he thought it was allowed to take from the tameh on behalf of the tahar, then is considered, that is considered as if he knew it, even though he didn't know the law, but it's considered like a purposeful act. And the same law would be true concerning the truma of meiser. You can't take truma from something still attached on behalf of something already cut off, or vice versa, from something cut off on behalf of something attached. Ketzad, for example. Hayla peres solution v'amar, he had fruit that was cut off, and he said, peresela yutruma, peresela mechubarim. Afilama l'chashi yitolshu. These fruit should be truma upon the fruit that's still attached. Even if he said it should be truma when that fruit is cut off. Osho elosh derugas, or he had two rows of vegetables. V'amar, and he said, peres erugazu, or fruits, the fruit or the produce of this row, solution that are cut off, yutruma perasurugazu mechubarim, should be truma on behalf of that row that is still attached. Oshamo, or if you said perasurugazu mechubarim, the produce of this row that is attached, yutruma perasurugazu tlushin, should be truma on behalf of this row of produce that's cut off already. In those cases, lo amaklum, he said nothing. It's not valid. But if he said the fruit of this row that is cut off already should be truma on the fruit of the other row when it will be cut off, and then they were cut off, since he could have cut them off at any time, in a mechusa maisa, it's not considered lacking in action. When they both get cut off, his words are valid. This is provided that they're both one-third grown. In other words, they're considered mature enough for truma, at least one-third grown, when he says this statement. Now, previously in this paragraph, the Rambam said that if you take truma from something that's attached and you say, or you, on behalf of something that's attached, even if you say when they're separated, it's not truma. And here he's saying it is. The difference is, before we were talking about a case where it isn't his, and he didn't purchase it yet, and he doesn't have the right yet to cut it off if he wanted to, because it's not his. Therefore, his statement is not valid. Whereas in the later case, the second case here, it's talking about a case where he, where it's his, and he could cut it any time he wants. And therefore, his statement is valid. Yud, in terms of min alach ala yavish v'lo yavish al alach, you don't take truma from something fresh and something dried up, or from something dried up and something fresh. In terms of masa truma, if you did so, the truma is still valid. Ketzet how so? Likid yarek ayom likid v'men alamachri, he gathered vegetables today and tomorrow. In terms of mizal zelim, kindak lish tamish neyamim, you don't take from one or the other unless the vegetables are preserved for 2 days. The vegetables dry up quickly. More kind of vegetable that stays for 3 days could go on amalofafanos, like some kinds of melons or cucumbers. Anything within the 3 days can be joined to one another. A vegetable that only stays generally for 1 day fresh. So if you took some of the morning and some of the evening, you can take truma for one or the other. You don't take truma from the fruit of 1 year on behalf of the fruit of another year. Nor the fruit of the past year on behalf of the fruit of this year. If you did take truma, it's not valid. Each and every year. If he gathered vegetables on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, before sunset, then he collected again after sunset. You can't take truma for one or the other. One is the new crop, one is the old crop. If he collected an esrog, the new year of the esrog here is the 15th of Shvat. He collected it in the evening, the eve of the 15th of Shvat before sunset. Then he collected another esrog after the sunset. You can't take truma from one to the other. Because the first of Tishrei is the new year for the tithing of grain and beans and vegetables, and the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the tithings of trees. You can't take truma from the fruit of Eretz Israel on behalf of the fruit of outside of Israel. And not vice versa, from the fruit of outside of Israel on behalf of the fruit of Israel. Nor from the Eretz Yisrael of Peres Surya, nor from the fruit of Israel on behalf of the fruit of Syria. Nor from Syria on behalf of Israel. Nor from grain or produce that is not obligated in Truma, like the grains or produce that he drops or forgets or leaves a corner of for the poor. Or Peres, that fruit that has already been tied. You can't take from any of these things on behalf of produce that is liable for truma. Nor on fruit that is obligated upon, or on behalf of fruit that is not obligated. If in any of these cases he took it, the truma is not valid. If you separate truma from the first tithe whose truma has not yet been taken, or from the second tithe or the hegdish that was not redeemed, that's considered free of the obligation of truma and meiser. Peres acheres, and he does this on behalf of other peres, and truma, the truma is not valid. because of the case of the Maisa Sheni and the Hegdish, they are not obligated in Truma, so he can't take on behalf of others.
You can't take Truma from something that's obligated by Torah law on behalf of something that's obligated only by Rabbinic law. Nor from that which is obligated by Rabbinic law on behalf of something that's obligated from Torah law. From Torah, if he did take Truma, Trumasa Truma, the Truma is valid. However, V'yachsav Yitrom, he has to take another Truma. A flower pot with a hole in it is considered like it's attached to the ground. The kamihe benekev, how much size must the hole be? Kideshosh katan, enough for a small root. Vupas mikazayis, that's smaller than the size of an olive. Zarat for batzashinanakov, if he sowed grain in a flower pot that has no hole, the viashlish, it grew one third of its maturity. Viakach nekovo, then he made a hole in it. Vinguatvua, and the grain was completed. Vunakov, now that it has a hole. Vekutzamech bashinanakov, it's considered as if it grew in a non-holed pot. She must make the hole before it reaches a third of its growth. It's a third of its growth, it's already considered completed as far as the rules of Truma goes, and therefore, since it was in an unholed pot, it has that status of something growing in an atzitz shen anakul. Tazayin, atam repairs a gilim ba'aretz alag gilim ba'atzitz anakul. If one takes Truma from fruit that grew in the ground on behalf of produce that grew in a pot with a hole, or from the produce that grew in a pot with a hole, on behalf of produce that grew on the ground, trumasa truma, the truma is valid. If he took truma from a pot without a hole, on behalf of one with, the truma itself becomes holy, but he has to take truma again. If he took from the one with a hole on behalf of the one that does not have a hole, Trumasa Truma, the Truma is valid, but you can't eat this Truma since it was taken on behalf of something that's not really obligated in Truma, so you can't eat the Truma itself till he takes Truma Meiser from a different place on the Truma itself, because in truth the Truma itself is untithed grain since it was not taken on behalf of a valid produce that really requires Truma. Yud Zayin, Torah min ha-demai la-demai, if one is taking truma from the demai is a questionable grain. We're not sure if the amaretz, the ignorant person, has tithed it or not. So he has two batches. He takes one batch to the other. Min ha-demai la-vadai, or if he takes from the demai on behalf of the definitely untithed grain. Shumasa truma, the truma is valid. However, v'yachsav yitrum mikol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo, he has to take separately truma from each one by itself. If you took from Demai A on behalf of Demai B, maybe Demai A has already been tithed, and Demai B has not, so it's not a good tithing. So he has to really take from each bunch separately. Tarmin of Adela Demai, if he took the Truma from the definite on behalf of the Demai, the question, Trumasa Truma, Vlota Ochol, Achiotzula Truma Maestros. The Truma is valid, but you can't eat the truma itself until you take truma meiser on behalf of the truma. Since if the demai has already been tithed, the truma that you took on its behalf is really nothing, and that particular amount of grain is untithed. So even though you're eating it with the status, or giving to it the status of truma, it may not really be truma, and it may be simply untithed grain, so you have to tithe it from another source to make sure that it is taken care of. You don't take truma of stalks of grain on behalf of the processed wheat, the zesim al shemen, nor do you take olives on behalf of the oil, but nafam al yayin, nor grapes on behalf of the wine. From time, if you did take it, ain't a truma, it's not valid. Because we're afraid that he's going to make the kohen go through the difficulty of having to thresh and press the oil himself, and so on. But you can take truma of oil upon the pressed olives, the yayin, or rather the pickled olives, the yayin on an oven, let's also smoke him, and you can give wine on the grapes which you're making raisins out of. Lamazadoma, what can we compare this to? Latom shte minim, mishne minim, shenim klaim zebezeh. If you take from two varieties that are not a forbidden mixture with one another,
Minayaf alaroi, you take him from the nicer one on the lesser one, which is okay. You can take truma from olives used for oil on behalf of olives used for pickling. But not from olives used for pickling on behalf of olives used for oil, because the ones used for oil are better. You can take from unboiled wine on behalf of boiled wine, because unboiled is better. But not vice versa, from the boiled to the unboiled. You can take from pure or the clear wine on one that isn't clear, but not from the unclear on the clear. Metanim al grogoras, from figs to dates. Beminyan, you do it by the number of the fresh dates, so that you figure out approximately, you don't actually count, approximately how many of the figs, of how many dried figs there are. And you take not the approximate weight of 1/50 of truma, but the number. If there are 100 dried figs, you take 2 regular figs. Magrogas alateinim b'midan. If you're doing from the dried figs on the fresh figs, then you do it by size. So you can have more in number, because you always want to give the truma the benefit. You'll have more in number since it has a smaller area, it's dried. So you don't do it by number, but by size. You don't do the opposite by taking from the fresh figs on the dried ones in measure, or the dried for the fresh in numbers. That he should always give the more generous amount for his truma. You can take truma from wheat on behalf of bread, because wheat is sort of better. You can do anything you want with the wheat. But not from bread for the sake of wheat, according to the number. There's a version, Ela Lefi Cheshbon, only according to the number, that you can take from the wheat on from the bread on behalf of the wheat, provided that you don't just go by the area, but by you figure out how much wheat there is in this bread, and that's how you figure out how much truma to take for the wheat. By figuring out the amount of wheat in the bread, you'll take a larger amount than if you would just go by the size. In all of these cases, if he took truma, the truma would be valid. Well, they are, after all, the same variety, the same species, and even though you should take from the better to the worse, if you take from the worse to the better, it's valid. You don't take truma oil on behalf of olives that are in the press, nor wine on behalf of grapes that have been pressed already. She said, that's like taking truma from something completed on behalf of something incomplete. From time to masa truma, if you took truma, the truma is valid. Nevertheless, you must take again truma separately from the olives and the grapes. The original one is really considered truma, and if it gets mixed up with something, it's considered demua, a truma mixture. And if you eat it, you're liable just like any other one who eats truma. But not the second one, which is only required by rabbinic law. If a person separated olives on behalf of oil on behalf of olives that he's intending to eat, or olives upon olives, and he's intending to eat all of them, and not use it for oil, or he took wine on behalf of grapes that are going to be eaten, or grapes on grapes that he's all going to eat. And after all of this happened, he decided that he wants to press them, and he pressed the olives or the olives or the grapes that he already has taken truma for, intending originally to eat them, which was okay when he did it. But now that it's wine or oil, you might think it's no good because he's taken grapes or olives on wine or oil. Well, the law is in itself last of litrum. He doesn't have to take truma again, since when he took the truma, he had in mind just to eat the olives or the grapes. You cannot give truma
vinegar on wine, aval tamen yain al chometz, but you can give wine on vinegar, on wine vinegar. So yain al chometz minachat heim, because wine and vinegar are considered one variety. I believe al itram in a yain al yain v'nim tziv yad al chometz in a truma, if he intended to take from wine upon wine, and it turned out that he was holding vinegar, it's not valid. Since his intention was to do something good and he did something bad, it doesn't count. I believe litrum chometz al chometz, if he wanted to do vinegar on vinegar, v'nimtza chometz shatar am yayin, it turned out that it was wine rather than vinegar, trumas truma, then the truma is valid. If you set aside for truma a barrel of wine on wine, and it turns out that it's vinegar, if he knew that it was vinegar before taking the truma in a truma, then the truma is not valid. In other words, he thought it was wine, but it was known that it was vinegar. He made the mistake thinking that it was wine. So it's not valid. But if after he took the truma, then it first became vinegar, the truma it is valid because when he took it, it was wine. Himself, if we don't know, truma v'yachs v'yitrim. It's truma, but he has to take truma again. One takes for truma a cucumber, and it turns out to be bitter, or a melon, it turns out to be rotten, or it turns out that it has holes in it, and it may have the holes by a snake bite. It's poison, you can't eat it. He set aside for truma a barrel of wine, and it turns out that it's uncovered, and you're not allowed to drink it, because maybe a snake drank from it, and it's poisoned. So the law in all these cases is truma v'yachs v'yitrim. It's truma, but he must take truma a second time. Neither of them by itself is considered as demai. And if you eat one of them, you're not liable to the extra fifth, the fine that you have to eat for eating truma, since in this case it's considered a question as to which one is the real truma. How so? And if one of these barrels fell into non-truma, it doesn't become forbidden. If a second barrel, this second barrel fell to a second place, in a midamata, that also doesn't become forbidden. If both fell into one place, it does become forbidden with a mixture of truma, but you measure by the smaller amount. If a non-kohen ate both of them, he has to pay the principal plus a fifth of the smaller barrel. What should he do with both barrels? He gives them to one kohen, and he takes the money from the larger barrel. The kohen has to pay him for that. He doesn't have to give that to the kohen for free.
If a person
checks out a barrel and he sets it aside to make a truma on others, and eventually wants the whole barrel to become truma, and then he'll give it to the kohen. After a while he checked, and lo and behold, it's vinegar. From when he first checked it, and for 3 days, when it was wine, we assume it's still wine. All of the wine that he had in mind to take this as its truma in those 3 days is tithed. After 3 days, it's a doubt. It might have already been vinegar, and you have to take truma a second time from those the other wine that you use this as its tithe afterwards. There are three times that you have to check the wine that you're using as truma, and these are the three times. When the east wind starts blowing after Sukkos, when grape flowers, the grape plants flower, and when the moisture enters the young grapes, when they get enough, they're growing enough that they have a little moisture already in them. Wine straight from the press, for 40 days you can assume that it didn't turn into vinegar, and you can separate truma, you can use it as truma on behalf of the wine that you need truma for. If a person sets aside produce, this should be the truma for things that he needs truma for. Even though, ipso facto, in the first place, you're supposed to separate truma only if it's near to it. If he did separate truma using this, we assume that they're still around, that they still exist, and the truma is valid. But Tom Shavdu, if he found that they were lost, he has to be afraid of everything that he has tithed. Maybe all of these things that he separated was after the fruit was lost already. Therefore, he has to separate the second truma.